From Kentucky, we head now to Senegal. Senegal's best-known musician, Youssou N'Dour, thinks highly of the subject of our global hit today. The subject's name is Omar Penn, and N'Dour calls him a living legend. Pretty high praise from a singer who's become a superstar, while Omar Penn has never quite made it into the same international spotlight. Although back home in Senegal, Omar Penn is just as significant an artist. The World's Marco Werman has more.
Omar Penn was born in Senegal in 1956. The band he started with, the Super Diamino, was the toast of Dakar. Today, Omar Penn and the band still play to their original fans and their fans' children. Today, when I perform before a young audience, says Omar Penn, I know they began listening to Super Diamino when they were children. Their fathers or their brothers introduced them to it. They grew up with my music, says Penn, and now it's passed from generation to generation.
De génération en génération. Sunu xali ñu len jëmaté.
Omar Penn's best-known musical counterpart in Senegal is Youssou N'Dour. To a non-Senegalese ear, N'Dour and Penn may have similar voices, but the two men's music couldn't be more different. N'Dour was one of the innovators of a sound called Mbalax. It's high-energy dance music. And though Omar Penn can get people shaking, his style, Afro feeling, is consistently mellow. This song from Penn's latest recording is called Sunu Haili. It translates from Wolof as our children. Omar Penn created a lyric about the youth of Senegal who are leaving for Europe. Against a slow but fairly upbeat melody, Penn sings the lives that drowned in the depths of the ocean for a life in the West that's only an illusion. Return home from these boats of misfortune and grow the mother country.
Sunu Haili.
Penn says that his pan-African activism pushes him to raise issues in his music. It's true, he says, that we live different lives across Africa and we have different values, but we're lagging behind in what it takes for people to live better. Yes, he says we're living in the 21st century, but we are still fighting poverty, and we've got to move beyond that. So for me, repeats Omar Penn, it's personal activism. I'm interested in the news, and I want Africans to think about the problems that face us and to find solutions to them. Omar Penn says because he is not as recognizable outside Senegal as Youssou N'Dour or Baba Mal, it made it difficult to put out his most recent album, Ndam, internationally. It took him 10 years, but once out, people in Europe, he says, were wondering, where has this guy been? That's flattering, but he says his music is for the Senegalese first.
Moi, je vis à Dakar, je suis Sénégalais. Je sais ce que je représente dans ce pays-là, surtout au niveau des jeunes.
I live in Dakar, he says. I am Senegalese, and I know what I represent to Senegal, especially to young people. You can't take me out of Senegal, he says. I think, in a way, these Senegalese kids want to hear what I have to say. If that message happens to get transmitted internationally, continues Omar Penn, well, that's good, too. And that's important, he says, because then more people hear what those messages are. Omar Penn has the voice and songwriting skills, but he also possesses a rare thing among African artists these days, the will to stay in Africa and actually do the work he advocates for in his music. For the world, I'm Marco Werman. Waye dang koy defali mo beug so beugé mo kaunda aduna yago te dundu nit dam yago yaral sa dom da trombeni at lolu tel fi medam.
If you really want to see Omar Penn the way the Senegalese see him, then come to theworld.org. We've got a video of Omar Penn performing with Super Diamino on Senegalese TV. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.